Asimas Yad Sheni Posel. Not that it means if you have two other Edim being made on the second Eid. If you have two different Edim on the second Eid, it would be kosher. Here we're talking about the first Shliach and another Eid is being made on the second one. Elohu V'achar Midin Asimas Yad Sheni Posel. My timer, in other words, like this. Before I Nechtam, he can't say. It wasn't signed in front of him. He only saw one Eid signed on the get. But Lamaisa, the second aid, when he looks at it, he recognizes that was his friend, and he can also be mayor, that's the signature. So he's telling us not Pateras a Shliach, but Pateras an aid, that he recognized the signature of the second one, him and the second aid, so we have two aidim. So what's wrong? So Mara says, my time, what's wrong? Also lechlufa bekiyim shtaros the yalma. We're afraid to make a, maybe machle, if you come to sub, your other shtaros also was kosher. So Rashi says, "Oslach lub kiyush tos diyamo could go in shnayim machsum al hashtar." You have two edim signing on a star. Umeisechad mehem. Let's say one of the two edim later die. Umbuz zeh. Now the one ed that's alive comes and tells us the yomer. Zek sav yodi. This is my signature. So he's nemot to say on his own, but he also says zek sav yodi shechaveroi. This I recognize my friend's signature also. So on his friend, he's not nemot, only like an ed echad. So you have to bring another Eid Echad min Ashuk you made on the second one. So you would think maybe that's good. Still it's no good. Because the Klal is, the Gemara says, V'konofik nochi review the memoina apum with the chatzadi. It comes out that this first Shliach is believing him for three quarters of the money. It's like this. When he says on his own signature, it's his signature, we believe him 100%. So that's like 50% of the money is because of his nemonis. Now on the second signature, he's also saying, I know it's the eighth signature. And we have another Eid Echad saying he knows it's the eighth signature. So the second Eid, he is also 50% of that. So as if we say each Eid of the Shtar helps us for 50% of the Shtar. So on the first 50%, you did it all by yourself. On the second 50%, you're doing half of that. So you're doing 75% of the money of this shtar, we believe because of you, and only one quarter we believe in the other aid. And that Rashi speaks of it. The Gemara says in Ksubis that the loch of aidis by Momen is chatzi of alzeh v'chatzi alzeh. That's what the Torah said, to believe two aidim by Momen, the pshat is it's like two aid echods. And it has to be 50-50. We have to believe 50% of the shtar from one aid and 50% of the shtar from the other aid. If from one aid we're believing three quarters, that's a psul. That's a loch in aid, as the Rosh says. The Torah says, Rachmon Omar Pi Shnayim, the Mashma Palga Puma Dehai, or Palga Puma Dehai. When the Torah says by moment to believe two aid, it means equally. That 50% of the money is believed because of one aid, and 50% by the other one. So therefore, in our case here, by Gittin Tak, it would be kosher. Because there's no money involved over here. But I call upon him to make a gzera, mishum echluf of the other shtaris, we don't want this to be good. And this still the Gemara is, maski of law of Ashi. Mi yukamidi still, does this make any sense? Dilo masik le'iyu l'kulu dibur of the shliach himself would have said that he recognizes both aidim. It would be kosher. Hashta diika chad badei. Now you're telling me this shliach really recognizes both of them. Just the second one he can't say before an echtavon, so he's only being made that he recognizes it. So what do we need? Another way to help him along. Possel? Like it doesn't make any sense. As he says, the chlufi, don't have the chlufi over here, it's not a sword to make it possel. So therefore, why is the possel in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Elom Rav Ashi. Afilu Omer Anihu Eid Sheni. Even if the Shliach himself says he's the second aid apostle. My time on? Because the cloud is like Rav Chizkiah said at the beginning. Oy kula b'kiyum haget, oy kula b'tekon sechomin. That's the cloud. Either the whole thing is Neman because at the corner you believe the Shliach, or the whole thing has to be Neman because of Eidim. You can't play half and half. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, before the Necht of Kulot, the Shliach says, the whole thing was written in front of me. Before the Necht of Chetziv, only half was signed, apostle. Either Chetziv Hechidam or the other half, what are we talking about? Ilayim of the Lech of the Kamasa, the Lech Klal, if nobody else says the Eidis, so Pshit is no good. Hashte Echorayim of one Necht of Yechorayim of one Necht of the Hai Kamasa Kulaksiv, the Hai Kamasa Kulaksim apostle. If you have one on one and one on the other, they're both saying on the whole thing, it's no good. So Chetziv mi boy. Pshita, if the Shliach is only saying on half of the signatures, for sure it's no good. Elor has to be, Oikadarav, Oikadarav Ashi. Havada, we're talking about that there is a second aid saying on the second one. It's just not like Rav Chisda.
And the pshat why it's not like Rav Chisda, Rashi explains, because of a common atna, this is a chiddush in the Mishnah. In other words, the extra part of the Mishnah is teaching us some chiddush. So Rashi says he can't hear such a big chiddush like Rav Chisda. Like Rav Chisda is the one that says a tremendous chiddush. Even though we mamish have two edim on the other ksav, still it's possible. That's a tremendous chiddush. So that's that much we can't see from the Mishnah. But what we do see is only a chiddush, a zutra, so small of a chiddush. So the case where there's not two edim, only another edechot. So that's oi kiravashi, oi kiravo. But now the Gemara says Rav Chisda answers himself and says like this. According to your time, but yet you're telling me now the Mishnah cannot mean such a big chiddush. If so, before nay nichtav, avoloi before nay nechtam lomali. Like, what do we need this in the Mishnah for? Like lechura, if the eidecha doesn't say the chsim all together, pshitu it's no good. Like madach, the Mishnah says if he only says on half it's no good, so for sure he doesn't say it all. Ella, what do you have to say? Loi zuavsu katoni. Not only this, but even that. So Mor says, Hochinami, if so, here also I'll tell you, Loizu Avzu Katoni. Not only that, but even this also. So the kids of the Pshat is, according to Rav Chisda, like, that's the way he learns Pshat in the Mishnah. And therefore, it's not such a big Chiddush to say that the Mishnah means to include even his case, like his Chiddush again was, even though you have two Edom on the second aid, still it's possible. Because Rav Chisda's swore was, either the whole thing has to be Bekiyam Aget, or else the whole thing has to be with the Tekanas Chachamim to believe the Shliach like an Eidechot, or to believe the Shliach Kishnayim. Now the Gemara says another Chiddush of Rav Chisda. Omer Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says like this, Gidud Chamisha Ulmechitza Chamisha. If you have a Gidud Chamisha, Rashi says that means Linyan Shabbos. Dibina Mechitza Gvoy Asara. O Yomak Asara L'Rashus HaYochid. We know on Shabbos, to make up Rashus HaYochid, you have to have mechitzes, which is either 10 tefachim high, or else 10 tefachim deep in the ground. So Rashi says, what's going to be if you have a charitz? You have a hole in the ground that's 5 tefachim deep, and you have a mechitz around it coming up 5 tefachim. So together with the deepness and with the mechitza coming up, it's 10 tefachim, could you put the two together or not? So the chizda said, a chiddush ain mitzarfin. You cannot put the two together. Either the whole thing has to be 10 tefachim high, or the whole thing has to be 10 tefachim deep. But you cannot put the two together. And on this, the Gemara says, though, that Dorosh Marema made a drush and said, no, that Gidud Chamisha Mechitzehe, it's like a mitzdarfin. It is mitzdarf. And the Ilkos of the Locher is like this, like a mitzdarfin. That is mitzdarf. So if you have 5 tefachim high and 5 tefachim deep, inside the ground, if you stand inside the hole, lamaisi, you have a mechitz of 10 tefachim in front of you, therefore inside is called Rishus HaYochid, Filcha Shabbos.
It's not called. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow, we'll start over again. You're holding daf tesvav on the base. Okay, last Gemara again, last Shiloh was again, Voy Ilfa. Ilfa asked a question like this. Yodayim Toiris Lechatzoyin, Oyein Toiris Lechatzoyin. When you wash your hands, Natilus Yodayim, could you be mitayin them halfway, half at a time? Lechatzoyin, is there such a tyra halfway? So Gemara says, hey Kidomi, what's your question? Elaine, if you want to tell me, to Komasha Beitre Mervius, that two people wash their hands from the same Mervius. In other words, you have a Mervius of water in the cup, and first one person pours the water on his hands, and then it's a shiloh where it means the second person puts his hands underneath the first one's hands and the water drips down on his hands, or else the leftover water from this cup could be used by a second person. So that's your question. Like here it comes out that two people are using revius. It's like each person is only using half of a shear. Is that good or not? So Mar says, Vatanan, what's your question? We learned? Vatanan, we learned the Mishnah that says, may revius, from a revius of water, you could wash one hand, one person, a second person. So it says a clear Mishnah that two people could use the same revius. So you could use half on one person, half on the other person. And the svar is, because the leftover water is called the boye mishiura taira. It's coming from a leftover water from a revius. So that's good.
So what's your question? It's a Mishnah. You know a Mishnah. So Mishnah says that can't be the question. The question has to be the Kamashia Chod Yodeho. That he washed one hand at a time. Like maybe you have to wash both hands at the same time. Here he washed one hand and then he washed the second hand. Is that good or not? So Gemara says, is that a question? The Tsunami also learned. Hanoito Yoda Achas Benetila. If you wash one hand with a Tila Shadoyim by pouring water over your hand, the Achas Pishtifa, and the second hand you dip it into the mikveh. Pishtifa means you put it into the water, into a mikveh. So Yoda of Torah, your hands are Torah. So you see, it's not better than washing hands separately. Because here you only washed one hand, and then the second hand you put into a mikveh, it's like two separate washings. So I call upon him, you see, we could look at each hand by itself, and you could get your tire on each hand by itself. And even so, though, we could say one hand gets its tire from an atila, you're pouring the water over, and the second hand gets its tire from putting your hand into the mikveh. So you see, each hand can be tore by itself. So Gemara says, the question is, we're talking about we washed half his hand at one time, and then the other half the second time. And the Havamina is that he dried up. He washed half of his hand, like Rashi says, the mitzvah is to wash Adah Perek, until the end of the hand. So he washed first halfway, he dried it up, and then he washed the second half. That's the question, is that good or not? So Gemara says, for sure it's not good. Rabbi Yannai says, you cannot be mitar your hands halfway. You can't wash half a hand, dry it up, and then wash the second half. So also no question. So Mar says, let's rich over here. What we're talking about is the ika mashka tefeich, that there's still some water left over on the first part of the hand. Again, you washed half of your hand, and it dried up a little bit, but there's still enough wetness on it. This lashon of tefech amanas latfiach means that there's enough wetness on your hands that if you touch another surface, you'll make that surface wet also. That's called tefech amanas latfiach. There's enough wetness here that it could wet something else also. So if you have that much wetness on the hand that was washed, and you dried it up a little bit, and a little bit of wetness is still there, now you go and wash the second part, do we consider that the first part still has its water on it? And therefore there's a chib here, it's like one washing of your hands. But do we say now, the first half of the hand that was dried up a little bit, even though there's a little wetness left over, so what? It's not called the chibur, it's called that separately washed, and now you're washing the second half, that's no good. So that's the question. We have a little bit of wetness left over in the first half, which is tefeach, amanas latfiach, is that called the chibur or not? Could that be considered like it's still wet, and it's called one big washing? So Gemara says like this, V'chi'iko mashka tefech mehevet. Gemara says like, so what? I don't care, even though there is a little bit of wetness left over. V'yotanam, we learned like this,